Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we're very grateful of the extremeness of the possibilities that are ours tonight, knowing that Abraham believed in a God who calleth those things which are not, and he who raises the dead. And we're standing on that at this hour, that we believe, Lord, your word that has been set forth before us, that it must come to pass, and it will come to pass in human flesh, that we're the recipients of that very same word. Word will come to life in us, manifest itself, Lord. We believe that, and we're grateful for it, because that's what it's all about. Now we ask you to help us in whatsoever we read and study tonight. May you receive the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Now, we're looking at the message Brother Branham preached. There's a man who can turn on the light. And my candid opinion, studied opinion, or whichever way I look at it, is that this is a direct reference to the presence. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. And, of course, the shout is the message. And Brother Branham categorically identified himself with that message that foreruns the literal second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. As John the Baptist foreran the first coming, your message will forerun the second coming. And, of course, we know that in between the coming and the message, there categorically is the resurrection and the rapture to the wedding supper. And then there'll be the coming back to earth, which we know to be right. All right, now, we got as far as about page 19, and going back to about page 14, Brother Branham had mentioned light and darkness, and he said God separates darkness from light, or light from darkness, and he separates death from light, and he does it by his word. Now, that's one will type the other. His word is what always brings this forth. Now, the seed was already upon the earth. That's a physical seed. I believe God had planted the seed, and just as long as the sun could get to that seed, it would begin to grow. And that's the reason it only took days to bring forth these things, because the seed was already in the earth. All it needed was light. Now, then he talks based on what he had said. And that's the way God has today. His seed is already here, his word. The only thing it needs is light on it. And he is that light, for he is the word. The word and the light is the same thing. Now, sometimes it sounds as though Brother Branham's using a kind of a bit of double talk. You know, it's a kind of a play upon words until your head just kind of swims. But see, what he says here, in the beginning was the Word is with God, the Word was God. And then it says all things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So all right, you've got Word, life, and light. And they're literally synonymous. And they can be used synonymously. Now, of course, there may be times when you want to use one of them with a difference in order to express a certain thought. But we mustn't get misled as though we're just having things thrown at us in a desultory manner. It's something in here he wants to get across to us. Now, he said, his seed is already here, his word. Or he could have said, his word, which is a seed or a seed word, is already here. The only thing that word then would need, that seed word, is light on it, because light is going to bring forth the light. Now, the only thing it needs is light on it. And he is that light, for he is the word. The word and the light is the same thing. The life in there is the light of the word, is the life. Now, I think we could delete perhaps that last little phrase, is the life. It may be a repetition of the first. The life in there is the light of the word. Now, you just got to let that hang fire, see, and wait to see where he takes you with it. The germ of life lays within the grain. The life, now you watch what he's saying, the life is what breaks forth and brings forth the life out of the grain. Now, see, the life is breaking forth, and what he's saying is going to bring this out where you see that life after it's broken forth, and it takes the light to break it forth. Now that's the way that Christ in the Word makes the Word do what it's supposed to do. Now what's it supposed to do when their light hits the grain? Alright, there's a life in there. The light hits it, and that life is supposed to do something, and it won't do it until the light hits it, and then when the light hits it, that light begins coming forth visibly, and it'll do the things it's supposed to do, alright? Now he says here, now that's the way that Christ in the Word makes the Word do what it's supposed to do. See, now that's the way that Christ in the Word, now he's the life in the Word, makes the Word do what it's supposed to do. See, that life can only come forth then into its manifestation, the same as a grain of wheat, as the light pours down upon it. Now, just like the life in the grain of wheat or whatever it is, it makes the wheat do what it's supposed to do because it's the life that's in it. Now, again, that's not double talk. It's repetition. There's a life in there. There's something that is alive. And something that's alive then comes into a manifestation. But it can't do it till the light hits it. Then it brings that forth. Now, so life is only by the Word of God made manifest. Life comes only by the Word of God made manifest. That he repeats it. Life comes only by the Word of God made manifest. In other words, if the Word of God isn't manifest, then there either isn't any life in it, or it's not supposed to come forth at that time. See? Now, he said life comes only by the Word of God made manifest. Now, he's not saying that, you get your picture now. See, life is in a grain. Now, the life is supposed to come forth as the sun shines on it, and it manifests actually that life. Now, he says here, life comes only by the Word of God made manifest. All right, now, that here's your little seed, which is the Word of God. Now, there's something in there that's supposed to come out in here. Now, when it does come out, that is a life that is manifest. See, you plant a grain of wheat, and you pour water on it, and the sun hits it. The right fertilizer is there. You get a little bit of a twig, a little sprout. All right, sprout begins coming up on a stem, and then more leaves come on it in order to propagate it, and then it forms and so on. Okay, now, that life that is in there is supposed to do certain things. And it'll do the certain thing as the light hits it, or, this case, God being his own light, God begins moving on that manifestation of that portion that is there and watch it come out. You follow? See, that's what you're really looking at. It's kind of a puzzling thing sometimes that he says, but it's really not all that puzzling. I guess we're just not as simple-minded in the Word as he is. As long as it is just in the book like this, it still can be questioned. But when it is made manifest, then you see the product of what it spoke of being manifested, then that is light on the Word. Now, who's it light to? Do you and me? Because you see, it's coming forth, and it's supposed to be coming forth from a certain indicated portion or source. Now, if it is really that, to come forth from that portion, it's got to manifest the attributes, what lies in that portion. See? Now, that's not too hard to understand because the Word is given for seven ages. And you've got something in this age that couldn't be there before. Like Jesus said, let's look at this way. He said, I am the resurrection and life. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Well, that hasn't come to pass yet. Now, until the light or God himself strikes that portion of Word, that portion of Word cannot manifest itself. Now, it's obvious we haven't hit that hour yet. Or people be getting changed right now. They wouldn't be dying. Now, it is obvious we are right up to it. It is obvious that that is a part of the Word that belongs to this hour. See, now that's kind of what I'm seeing here. Now, see, the Word, see, what brings? The Word said so, and then when it comes to pass, that is life in light. See, that is life in light. The light hit it, and that's the life that comes into that light. Light brings life. See? It's not that it wasn't there. It was. But it's just a word until it's hit. Then you have the light and the life manifested. Light brings light. Plant the wheat out here. Put in the basement, covered over, won't bring forth anything because it can't. There's no light there. As soon as light strikes it, then it brings forth life. It's a germatized seed, if it's a germatized seed. That's the same thing. That's the same thing it is in the Word. See? The Word is God, and when light strikes it, it brings the Word to life again. Every age has always been that way. Now, there again, that sounds a little bit tricky. See? Now, you said, you're talking of the spiritual taken from the physical. See? The Word is God. Okay? That's fine. That Word. It's got a life in it. It's lying there. And when light strikes it, it brings the Word into life, to manifestation, to you and me. Every age has always been that. How we appreciate these great things, how the Word being vindicated is the light of the spoken Word. See, now he said, how we appreciate it, how the Word vindicated, that's that, this Word that's proven to be of this hour, is the light of the spoken Word. Now, who's it light to? To you and me. See, light is striking it to bring it to life, and that same life manifested is light to us. So therefore, God comes into view through the Word. You don't have to worry about whether it's God anymore or not. Now, you see, it's that simple, but people want to worry and fuss and pull everything out, you know, want a rabbit pulled out of the hat. See, God said, let there be light. Now, what if he just said it, no light came? Then we don't know whether it's true or not. We don't know whether he's all right. Don't know whether he's God or not, because he just said, let there be light, and there wasn't any. See? So then when God speaks, and we see it is, then that is, you see what is for the hour, what was spoken for this hour, then that's the light that shines forth. The truth of the Word seed. There then is light and life. Now you see, what you got to understand is, we are not the ones that's breathing on the Word. We are not the ones giving the Word. We wouldn't even know if a Word was for this hour unless a prophet or somebody that was tuned into God could tell us. Then you see, that Word manifested before us, we see it, we believe it, it throws us right into the light. Because it was the light that brought it forth, that brought the light, and life is light, and light is light. Light is light, light is light. Sure, and it's not double talk. It's not double talk. See, well, you'll find out just a minute. Now, all natural life comes by his spoken Word. And the S-U-N is the spoken Word. Sure. So let there be a sun. Created, there what? He said he created a great light in the heavens for the day and a lesser light for the night. See? All natural life, L-I-F-E, has to come by God's spoken Word. Sure. A flower cannot grow without the light of God's spoken Word shine upon it, for the S-U-N is the spoken Word of God when he said, let there be light. Now, no light, no botany light could come out unless he had a spoken Word concerning it. See? It's God's spoken life, and no matter how much people try to say this, that, the other, it still remains the same. You have to have the sun, S-U-N. So life, natural, can only come by the spoken Word of God, and that's true. Now, that's taking it out of the category of saying, well, hey, he's got to say something now in order for botany life or other life to exist. No. He said what it took, and the principle is established. See, the light is responsible for this life. Now, the life was already there in the seeds. It was already made up. Everything was ready but the signal go. Now, as soon as the light struck it, and the light was made by God's creative Word, now this other was the same way, lying there. This one struck this, and it came forth. Okay, and spiritual life, life eternal, can only come by God's spoken Word of life. Now, let the earth bring forth the seed. It's not a spoken Word of life for you and me. That's a different word. See? It's a different word entirely. We've got our own word. Let the earth bring forth the beast of the field. Let him bring forth the creeping things. Let the water bring forth the fish and the whales. And I said, yeah, sure. But that wasn't the word for you and me. Now what if he'd have said, let the earth bring forth the beast, up we pop. We'd be beasts. Then he said, let us make man their image. That's a different thing entirely. So, you gotta see there's a principle set forth here he's dealing with. And spiritual life, life eternal, can only come by God's spoken word of life. It would have to be a spoken word of life. Like was a spoken word of life. You got a son, gonna put upon the seed, gonna bring it forth. Notice, the whole thing now is a circle of God. God doing everything. Alright? Life was the S-O-N this time. In him is light. Now not the S-U-N. This is the S-O-N. S-U-N brought all this out here. S-O-N brings something in here to us. Now, in him is light. And in him is not darkness. Can you think for 1 minute the sun is dark? It'll turn to darkness someday, but not now. Moon will turn to blood, but not now. See? You know that's a type of? When light turns to darkness, it's going on right now. Spiritually. Everything spiritual, physical, has a background from the... everything spiritual has a background or type in physical. Okay. Life was the S-O-N this time. In him is light. In him is not darkness. And he is God's spoken light. Sure. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. God's spoken Word. For in the beginning was the Word is with God, the Word was God. And it's forever God's seed. And it takes the light of God to strike the Word of God to make the Word of God live. Now, what light is this? S-O-N. Sure. Now, and it's forever God. It takes the light of God to strike the Word of God to make it live. Here's what he spoke. Now, let the light shine. Amen. Let the light shine. And the light will bring every word to its right position in its season. Amen. Now, can't work otherwise. The word for the first age could not fulfill the word for the last age. And the word for the last age could not appear in the word for the first age. Now, that's why you saw the Son of Man in that form, the seven spirits before the throne, the whole thing, bringing the word to pass in its season. And the light will bring every word to its right position in its season. Now, we've got a season and a position, each one of us. Now see, when it comes time, sometimes that little grain lays in the earth dormant all through the winter, just like winter wheat sowed in the ground. And when that sun gets just right, it's got to live. See? Now notice it's got to live. Now some stuff comes up and gets aborted. See, that's what's always happened till this hour. It's always aborted, but it won't abort this hour. See? And it can't live without the sun. That's why it's kept in the ground all winter. It got not enough heat. God has made promises for every age and every day. And when the light gets right and shines upon that, it'll produce just exactly what the Word said, because He is the light and the life. You see God Himself in the cycle. See? Now just keep watching. God's Word comes only by the Bible. God's Bible is the printed form of the Son of God. Now that's printed form of the Son of God. See? That's why the flesh of the Holy Spirit is actually revealed word. And then it's not just printed form now. You're dealing with the reality. But here it lies as a seed in a printed form. Now, it's got a time and a season. What will bring this to life? Now, it's already got a life in it. But it's dormant. Okay. The Bible is the printed form of the Son of God because the Bible said, that is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay, that's fine. That's the clothing. It's God revealing himself through Christ, and Christ is the Word. And it takes the light of God to shine upon that Word to vindicate it, to prove that God still speaks life, eternal life. See? The natural L-I-G-H-T brings the light. Life comes only by light. and the Word made manifest or made flesh, when all the promises become in the Bible become manifest, is when Jesus Christ, the Word, was made flesh amongst us. God always works through men. Man is God's subject. Now, he talks about the fact of the Word becoming flesh. Notice, now made flesh, when the Word becomes flesh, it becomes manifested. Now, this is the manifestation of the Word in flesh. It's not manifestation out there where you see things be happening. Like, take the Word and bring it in the right position, the right kind of ground, it'll bring forth. The seed will bring forth of its kind. The Word brought into the right kind of heart, it'll manifest itself. It'll bring forth the light. It'll break forth upon it. All right. nothing natural spiritual can live without God's light. Life. I'm not, pardon me, light. Nothing natural can live without God's light. L-I-G-H-T. L-I-F-E can only come then by L-I-G-H-T. Nothing natural or nothing spiritual can live without God's L-I-G-H-T. Think of that. All right. When he sends us the L-I-G-H-T and does these things, then we reject it. Now, that's a pitiful part, is when light is rejected when it's sent to us. Now, you see what he's talking about is when God has that hour for his countenance to bless and bring to pass the Word that is lying, as it were, dormant in here in a seed form, a written form, because it's got to be in here. Then, when that comes forth into manifestation, that is a light to you and me. And that light should take us right back to the Word. But they don't want it. The pitiful thing is they reject it. Now, could you imagine some men saying today, I just refuse to say there's such a thing as the sun. I don't believe there is a sun. And he runs down the basement, shuts all the doors, and sits there in darkness. And says there's no such thing as light. He refuses it. Shows there's mentally something wrong with the man. And I say this with all love and respect. So is there something spiritually wrong with a man that'll run back into his denominations of creeds and refuse to see Bible light when it's shining right before him? Now, you see what he's showing you here is that the creeds and the dogmas of organization never brought forth what came under his ministry. They can't do it. The Catholic Church couldn't do it. Luther had to get out. Then the Lutherans couldn't do it. The Wesleyans had to get out. See, then the Wesleyans couldn't do it. And the Pentecostals had to come out. Now you're stuck with Pentecost. They can't bring it forth. Now, Brother Branham proved what he had, what was from God. That was immediately light to the people, and they'll be judged by the light, which is a vindicated word. Now, what do? They refuse it. See, so is there something spiritually wrong with the man that'll run back into his denominations of creeds and refuse to see Bible light when it's shining right before him? There's something wrong with him. Now, let's get this straight. We know that we're at the end of the time. We're coming into judgment. Now, God sent a prophet in the days of Noah. And that prophet stood there, and he preached, you know, many, many years. And he built an ark at the command of God, which ark was the manifested word of God for deliverance in that hour. Okay, it was a witness against those people. Now, those people turned down the light of the hour that was before them, which was a literal manifestation of deliverance and judgment. Remember, he takes the wheat and the garner before he burns up chaff. All right, now, at that time, the earth was going to be given another chance. And there would be a continuation of the civilization that went down. In this hour, it isn't so. There will be no continuing civilization. It's over. The kingdom of God upon earth can only be inherited by that which is non-flesh and blood, non-corruptible, or non-mortal. All right. So therefore, believe it or not, and it's not hard to believe, that this hour received the greatest witness of demonstration of spiritual light from this word that has ever been seen. Because it eclipsed in multitude and in vastness and in proliferation the very ministry that God had in the form of Jesus Christ. See? When did Jesus pull the crowds that was allowed of Brother Branham? When did he do the things that Brother Branham was allowed to do? Of course, it was God working through the man. So therefore, there was at this time a tremendous vindication of God in manifestation and a light, which when this light is finished, will condemn the world to almost an annihilation. So, you see what we're talking about? Okay, but they ran to their creeds and dogmas. There's something wrong with that man. He goes back to his creeds and forms and shuts the door and says, there's no such thing as that. The days of miracles is past. Now, that's the ones that took them, that wouldn't take the miracles. There's no such thing as divine healing. There's none of this. That was for an apostle. But what did the Pentecostals do? Why, they said, there's nothing to the word the man preaches. And they said, there's nothing to it. We don't believe what he says, and there's no way we're going to believe it. Now, let's face it. They couldn't produce what he produced. Now, let's get this flat. If God could bring a bride out, a church back in a spiritual resurrection, starting with the Reformation under Luther, and bringing it to this hour, what will he demand of this generation that he gives not just a spiritually revealed word to, but a vindicated spiritually revealed word? Because if anybody denies that Luther had a revealed word, or Wesley had a revealed word, or Pentecost had a revealed word, they're barking up a wrong stump. See, and light shone. But what have you got today? He said, if that was the glory back there, what a glory there is today. Where is this glory going to end? In the epiphany of the blinding light when Christ comes back for his bride. And you talk about laser beams and you talk about atomic flashes. Bride coming back. You get what I'm talking about now? The presence and all? Okay. Now, no such thing. Something wrong with him. He's pulled down the curtains. Rejected the Holy Spirit that can come upon him. If you abide in me and my words in you, then the light shining upon the word, ask what you will. Now the question comes up, then somebody says, well, that's great. I'll just go ahead and I'll just ask that God give me 14 palaces and half a dozen emirates over there in Arabia, and I'll have myself a ball. I got news for you. You ain't born again in the first place. Why? Because the bride and the word's one. And how are you going to ask outside the word? What's your heart's desire going to be outside the word? Shows you ain't born again. Because you can see what you got. You got a spirit of the word in you. One word off, you belong to the devil. Now that's pretty rough statement. One word off of Satan's kingdom. I didn't say it, the prophet did. And I can prove to you that by the Bible, he was just one word off. She lost the whole shemazel. Lost stock and barrel, see? There's something wrong that he would reject the God-given sources that God has given us to live by, which is his word. Now remember, brother, sister, dead man is not going to do it. It's got to be living man. We'll talk about that later when he gets to get more in the message here. The just shall live by faith. A man shall not live by bread alone, but every word. Not part of the word, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. People say, well, I don't believe that. If there's been a message in yonder year, and there's a message the year after, and this after, now we got a message, and there's manna dead back there, how are we living on it? You're not. But they went down in the ground living on it, and they're going to rise. Number two went down living on it, they're going to rise. Now we've got our portion, and our group is going to rise, and we that are standing here are going to rise without lying down to rise. We don't have to come out of the ground. Be changed standing here. So you see, the man which God is forming, which is a bride man, that bride tree, never has had stale food, has never had anything but the word of God. Now you see, they couldn't have our word back in Wesley's day. There's no way. There is no way they could have it. Hadn't come far enough down the road. How could you bring restoration when everything hadn't lined up yet so that everything could be restored? That's just like trying to bring forth a baby that's perfectly normal and the arms and the hands haven't formed. Wait till the hands and the arms form, then bring the baby forth. You know, the eyelashes and the hair and everything else, some of those things that form last. All right. Something wrong with that person. So I just don't want to know nothing about it, he says. Don't tell me anything about those things. I don't want to believe anything about it, no matter what you say. So there's something wrong with that person. Now, to you men that are listening to this across the world, wherever you may be, there's something wrong with your experience when you say you love God and refuse His Word. I see, there's this big song and dance about love, 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 love. So, oh, I love the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, I just love Him. And they'll tell you, oh, Brother Bail and oh, Sister Brother, it's this great thing, love, it's love, it's love. Say, I got something for you, honey. Did you know that Cain was serpent seed, that Eve and Satan and the serpent copulated and brought forth Cain? I'll never be that terrible stuff. You say you love God. Well, I don't say you don't love God. You just got your own brand. Personally, I drink divine brand. Yeah, not Jim Crow brand. I drink eagle brand and dove brand and lamb brand. But pardon me, I don't drink that stuff that they're drinking. See? Say you love God and refuse His Word. Huh. No wonder the church is in the conditions it's in, and things cannot be done as God promised. Now don't get mixed up on the promise of the hour and think you're going to evangelize the whole word to God, when the best you can do is sort of proselytize, because the bride is an organization and she's got to be brought out. See, there's not much left to do. That was the voice. How much evangelization did Brother Branham really do? Come on, let's get down to the nitty-gritty thing. How many people did Brother Branham say he gave the Assemblies of God? How many members that? Anybody remember? Three quarter million. Where are they today? So much for evangelization. I'd ask you a question. Were you born again when, well, this is kind of a bad question, because there's just a couple of us here that really heard Brother Branham, like Norman and myself and Bill. There's about three of us, I guess. All right, we heard Brother Branham. Were we born again when we heard Brother Branham? I sure was, or I'm not born again now. So what was his message? Come out of her. Get out and stay out. And then he gave us a good dose of the purging salts of the Word of God. And clean denomination organization. Now, the trouble is, Brother Branham couldn't really get to a lot of people, because he wouldn't stand still while he held their nose and put the medicine down like a dose of salt to purge them. So they came out full of Pentecost. Chuckle. Oh, brother, see, we need a spiritual purging if anybody does. You get those creeds and dogmas. They'll clog up your brains and your spiritual arteries and kill you. Dead in the doornail. The last death, the last plague in Egypt was spiritual death. Now, the one of the churches in its condition and things cannot be done as God promised is because you won't even receive the word or walk in the light. Walk in what light? The vindicated word. You've been turned around. The Bible said, let's walk in the light as He is in the light. How was He in the light? Wasn't He the fullness of God come forth according to the promise? Made manifest in flesh? All right? You see the word vindicated today? You don't see Him. He already was vindicated and manifested. He wasn't. He's not the word for the hour in flesh. That's coming again. What is it? It's in the Holy Spirit revealed to the Gentiles, doing the same things He did back there. Can they receive it? No way. They say, ah, come on, what's this about the word divided into time slots? Yeah. And you know something? That's one of the toughest things to see. You bet your life. A whole Bible? And yet they got enough brains to know it isn't possible, except for a living bride, to apprehend the Scripture, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never perish. Because some won't sleep. There'll be changes without sleeping. Now they're smart enough to know that. And yet they're stupid enough not to know the rest of it. A little learning is a dangerous thing. That's what Eve had, a little learning. She learned about sex but didn't learn the rest of it. That's the way you got the world right now. They got the kids all learning about sex and nothing else to it. They don't know there's love and charity and kindness and tolerance and bearing and forbearing goes with it. That's why the world's messed up. Sin is unbelief. Then if we're walking in the God-given light of the hour, then God takes that word that's given for the hour and vindicates it, like just he did in Genesis 1 and 3. Let there light. Now you say, well, just a minute, that sounds like I got to be walking in the light before there is any light. No, he said, if this is the hour that there's a certain light and you're born again, see, that you are literally here in your walk in the hour of a certain light. You'll see that light. It's given to you to see it. See? And I said, let there be light, and light come forth. His word went forth, and light followed it, clear away the mist. Now, what word has gone forth? The word of this hour has gone forth. It's a time for that light to be manifested to us that it is the light of this hour. What is it? Turning back to the Jews. Turning to the Gentiles. All the things the Scripture said. Behold, I send Elijah the prophet. And so on. All right. That's the way God does it today. He sends His word for this hour. The Holy Spirit comes and makes that word live. See, that's what I've been telling you. And the darkness goes into their creeds and denominations, but the light shines. Because it's the word of God being vindicated, that His word is true. How did we know that Brother Branham had the word for the hour? What was the word for the hour? Seven thunders, seven seals, mysteries of God completed. How do we know? He had a ministry, thus saith the Lord. Proved he was Elijah. See? now we are in that hour. And if we're of the bride tree, when that word is manifested, right off that, say, this is it. We agree with what he says. I'm sold. Like I told you, one man said, when he saw the miracles that Brother Branham performed, which God allowed through him, he said, the voice said to him, that's the way the Bible said it. That's the way you can do it. Whatever talks to me said, that's the man to listen to. That actually what it said was, if you ever listen to anybody, you better listen to that one. See, it like gave me free moral agency, gave me a choice. I was so hot and bothered for the message to come forth, I used to bug Brother Branham. He said, you say a message is to come forth? Man, I get hot and bothered. I want him to spill everything that he knew. Let's get to the message. He said, now you don't tip your hand. I used to say, Hajjah, don't tell me that because it ain't worth believing. It's not worth preaching. We had our argument right there. I didn't understand what I know today, of course. You know, there had to be things in its own course. I was ready to hang all the sheets on the back line. Bring everything out of the pantry and put it on the table. Because it all died of indigestion, especially me. I was anxious to get to God's God's word. It wasn't the time, see. I didn't know any better. But I sure believe what he said. You can't deny that. Now, we find that the wise men of old followed the God-given substance. What was that? Well, the God-given substance was a manifestation that brought you to the word that God wanted you to know by fulfilling a certain part of the word that was there to let you know this was the hour for the word you really needed to hear. And so the stars came in. What were they for? Well, it was the hour for the sun to be born. So now then, it was the hour for the Son to be born. God did a supernatural thing to bring them to the understanding this is that hour. So they began looking around and said, just a minute, there's those stars up there. There's something going on. A star has appeared. Now what is it? What is in the Word that makes us to know something is going on? Well, they went to the Word and they found out a star should rise out of Jacob. The scepter would come out of Judah. So they said, okay, that's what it is. So we're going to follow that, because that is the word, and that will lead us to the word manifested. So, all right. Where do you think we're being led to? Don't you think for 1 minute I'm being led and you're being led by the grace of God right to the tree of life and never die?
Amen.
Praise God. I tell folk, look, I could be dead tomorrow morning, but I'm going to tell you something. That's not the word that I have. We say, what if the other? Well, the other word always has been affected. It's a point that a man wants to die. There's nothing wrong to die. But I'll tell you, somebody's not going to die. Now, I've got to stand with the word of the hour. And if I go down in the grave, that doesn't change one thing. That shows that I belong to this hour. And I'm going to be one of the first ones up. Why? Because I was one of the last ones down. I don't mind. It'd be nice to know everything. How to get down there and how to get up. No matter how you go, you're going to miss one or the other. If you die, you're never going to understand what it is to be suddenly immortal standing here. And if you stand here immortal, you'll never know what it is to go down and die and come up. So you see, nobody takes preeminence. Oh, yes. They followed the substance. Now you say, how did they follow? No, see, God gives substance. They followed the word of God to the light, because it was the word that brought the light. Say, went to the word. It's what is those stars all about. It's to him who is light, who is the word, who is the light. And they came to him manifested in flesh. See? Now remember, before they came there, the light they had was manifested in a star. And they followed it. Now, how did they follow? Well, they were magi. They knew the star would rise out of Jacob. They knew about Balaam's prophecy. Okay? And when these wise men saw that the word of God said a star would rise out of Jacob, that was the substance, see? They followed that little God-given token, the substance, to lead to the substance. Now, what am I leading? What is my substance coming up? Immortality. What am I following? A vindicated word.
Amen.
If that doesn't bring it, ain't nothing going to bring it. So who needs? See, God sets a pattern. People don't believe the pattern. They followed that little God-given token to the source of eternal light. They followed the light to the eternal light, see? They followed the manifestation to the manifester. So the wise men today, who are not blinded by creeds, will follow the God-given spoken word till they see the fullness of the power of God blooming forth in this hour. We will follow what the prophet gave us, and we'll follow it until we see ourselves glorified. First of all, we'll see the dead come out of the ground. Ooh, that's going to be a time for screaming.
Amen.
See? They see it, and they know that it's here in the Scripture. God promised for this day. What did God promise? Immortality. He promised a message with a messenger. He promised a resurrection. He promised a rapture and a wedding supper. He promised coming back for a millennium. All right. We're in the number one stage, getting ready for number two. The promised word is, we won't die, some of us. The promised word is, the dead are coming out of the ground, so to speak. The bodies change back. We're going to know it. Okay? What do we follow? We follow the word. The message. No matter how many observatories, how many things told the wise men, they said, why, you're out of your mind, those smart fellows told those three wise men. 2 years they were in traveling. They passed many nations. They said, where are you going? Oh, we've seen his star in the east. We've come to worship him. When they lined up in Jerusalem, denominational headquarters, they didn't have the answer. That is, Jerusalem didn't have the answer. They went up and down the streets then crying, where is he born king of the Jews? Nobody knew anything about it. So they called on the word to find out. But he said, it's in here. It says, Bethlehem of Judea is where he's supposed to be born. Now, we don't know anything about it, and we don't very much. I think you're previous. I think you're mixed up. I think you're all messed up. You know, but if you want to run down there like a bunch of gazebos, or what do you are, you... A gazebo has something in the backyard that you don't have your supper in. A little house. Well, zebras and a bunch of zebras. Go on, run down there. A bunch of hybrids, they thought they were. Go on down, look out. If you want to run down there. So they went down there, and he was there.
Amen.
There you go. These fellas, imagine these hierarchies. They said, ain't no light out there. Oh, we're going down the cellar and pull the trap door over us. And we're going to plug our eyes full of cotton batten, well as our ears, so we don't hear and see nothing. Ain't no nothing out there, no way, shape, and form. Oh, I know there's something said about it. It'll come to us. We got brains. Sure. Not on their toes. Okay. Ain't nothing about it. So they called the word. They had these wise men followed, knowing that the star was leading them to eternal light. Where are you going tonight, to eternal light? Guide us through that perfect light. And the word is what guides you to the light. And the light's what makes the word vindicated. Now, the word is what guides you to the light. And the light's what makes the word vindicated. Now, you see, it's a vindicated word you got already. It leads you to the light. What is it leading me to? Now, come on. They weren't just led to see a little baby in a manger. Oh, that would be pretty cute. Little baby come on to see me, dedicate him. Isn't that lovely? Circumcise him the 8th day. Isn't that great now? No. You got to watch that to take you to reality. And it took him to Calvary. Took him to the resurrection. Took him to the right hand of God. Giving us a lamb. Giving us a priest. Giving us a mediator. Giving us an intercessor. See? So you got to watch where it's taking you. The people that all they saw was miracles and took them to a miracle ministry, they missed it. Because that's not eternal light. See what they did? Where the sign says, the sign said, point to the bus. They got on the sign and rode the sign instead of the bus. That's why they're stuck. But you better get in God's helicopter if you want to get out of here. If you can't get an old tram to get up there, trams ain't meant to fly. Now, and the word is what guides you to the light. And the light is what makes the word vindicated. What you see proves it. See, why didn't they stop and say, what's with this man, William Branham? They did. And then when he said one little thing didn't agree, they're gone. Oh, that's how marriage and divorces are. If the poor old boy doesn't agree with the wife, she boots him out. See, that's the church. Notice they were wise men. And wise men today, not wise. The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. All your scientists and you people are depending on some great scholarship or something, another telling how to split an atom. It can't give you life. Well, at least splitting the atom to get life is not as stupid as those who believe there's a vitamin in the Dead Sea that'll make us live forever. So much for religion, especially those supposed to be full of the Holy Ghost. What Holy Ghost would tell a man that kind of hogwash? You know what would tell him that? A spirit wanting money. The next thing you better look out and they'll tell you they got these vitamins out of the Dead Sea. Don't believe it. Because if there were, I'd have them myself. You didn't think that was coming, did you? That's good to relax you. That's my derision for their hogwash. It's that. You talk about it. They'll do anything for a buck. There's nothing can give you life but the spoken word of God. It's the only way that life can come is through His spoken word. Sure. That's all right to know how to split an atom. I wish they never found it out. But they have. They have to do it because this world is hanging today, you know, on a string like a yo-yo. It had to happen to burst these big holes in the earth. Let that lava come forth and rejuvenate this world again to make a new earth, where righteous people will walk in the dust of the wicked, where sin will be forgotten. Everything has a way of renewing itself. And the man and man who was given to live on this earth by his own wisdom, taking the tree of knowledge and said the tree of life, he'll destroy the earth that God gave him to live on. He won't have a world to live on, see, he blew it. Why should we give it back to him? Once bitten, twice shy. Well, he's going to blow it. Then God's going to renovate it. You think I'm going to say, hey, fella, come up here with me? He said, get out of here, boy. Sorry about that. He said, you're a very nasty person, brother. No, I'm a very fine Christian. I'm agreeing with God. They blew it. See, signs blew it. But those who are still on the tree of life, that's the first verse like you and me, shall come to new heavens and new earth, where there's no sickness or death. Light, light. Lord, send the light. Send us the light. It was the angels of God that showed that light upon the hill to guide the shepherds to eternal light. It was the light that shone to guide them to the light. In other words, John was a bright and shining light that pointed to the light. So these things came as a light to get your attention, to point you to the light. And when you see the word being manifested, then you know who's behind it, because only God can quicken his own word. So God's on the scene. Now start looking for God. Ah, proves it. Okay, hope you caught that one. All right. The shepherds wanting to know, no, he says, see, it's only comes by light. Life can only come by light. The shepherds wanting to know, you know, when a king is born, they have a great singing and carrying on when the king's born. Now, he was so secretly born and born in a stable, in a manger, where the cattle and the horses were eating, but yet he was a king. The angels came down and sang the hymns to the shepherds in the light. There's a great light came, see. The angels themselves were lights, that showed with the Word of God. They came to him, the Word of God manifest in flesh. They had the Word of God. They had the Word of God, but not that Word of God. What they had was the testimony to the Word of God, from the Word of God, lining with the spoke with the this Word of God, concerning the Word. See? They had the Word of God and told them, today in the city of David, otherwise in Bethlehem, is born Christ the Savior. The angel had the Word. What Word? About this. They knew about it. They knew about it. So they came shining to get the attention to take him to the manifestation, to where that real life was. The angels had the Word, and Word came by light to guide. And they followed the Word of the angels to eternal light. They found the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, as they said. For you see, life comes only by light. Then a person see, I got life when he turns down light. See, that's why the evidence of the baptism with the Holy Ghost is receiving the Word for the hour. It cannot be anything else. The minute you put it anything else, you run plumb off your course. Yet the very people that fight the Prussia are trying to build an evidence and a manifestation. They never came out of Pentecost, and Pentecost never came out of them, and you watch them all go back. And you watch the strange bedfellows that now start to come together, because they're coming together. Now I'm telling you flat, you might as well know the truth, because you're going to find it anyway. You're going to find it anyway. And you're going to find out that those who had problems and now see the truth, they'll start coming right back and taking up where they left off and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. We're getting close to the end of the line, brother, sister. Or I don't know what I'm talking about. Notice, he was the Word made light or became light. In other words, he was there in order to show that this was reality going on. Because this was our light to see it. In that generation, he was the Word light of that generation. Because the prophets of old have spoken of it. And here he came and vindicated he was the light of God's spoken word. All the prophets had said, that the prophets had said had been fulfilled in him. The prophets back here at the Word, like God was at the beginning when he said, let there be light. And light came. Now the prophet said, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. Now that's what the prophet said. God speaking in the prophet. Notice, and you'll call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Now that he has spoken it, the word had gone out. But he was the light. What was he? The fulfillment. Now when there's a fulfillment, there's light. Christ was a fulfillment of all that word. That's light. We've got a fulfillment of our word today. The Elijah, the ministry of Moses, Samuel, Christ, Elijah. The great miracle ministry, the manner, the vindication, the whole thing brings you right into light where you see him. You got it. You got to know that he is here doing it. You see? Now they'll say, oh, of course he always was here. Not the way he's here now. I'm sorry. You couldn't have the show till the last minute. It wouldn't work. Let there be light. The light came. Prophet said a virgin conceived bear son. Now they had spoken it. The word had gone out, but he was the light. What was it? What was he? The fulfillment. Anytime you see fulfillment, that's the light. In other words, look, how can you turn down a fulfilled word which alone has life? Luther doesn't have it. Wesley doesn't have it. The life has gone out at Pentecost. Then why not put church order in effect? Why not do it? Manifestation, everybody wants manifestation. We've had our manifestation. Brother Brand said so. So there he is. You've got the light. So it is today. God's word has been fulfilled at the hour. That's the light. It's God manifesting himself. He was the light of the world. And Isaiah 42 said he'd be light to the Gentiles. Matthew fully declared that the one who did all those things was the light. And when he starts doing all these things to the Gentiles, he is now the light to the Gentiles. He's right here amongst us. What you can do about it? He wasn't this way 2,000 years ago or for 2,000 years. He's this way now. We have not had the ministry of Christ for 2,000 years. I'm sorry. Now, what does it do? It's to point you to something. It's your light that attracts you to the light. Because, you see, you don't have the light. None of us have it. He as the light stands alone in violet life, word, life. And he deals with us to fit in with him. Because we're not God. And what comes in light to you and me, that manifestation, like the stars shone to those three wise men, leads you right to him. If you believe, it's the word for the hour. If you're a believer, you will believe. Now you're right in his presence. And when the prophets, inspired by the Holy Ghost, said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, or a child is given, his name shall be called Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. There it was. What was he? The light that fulfilled the word. The light that fulfilled the word. In other words, he's telling you, manifestation is light. If manifestation doesn't make you see. Now, why don't they say, well, just a minute, I saw manifestation. Why don't I see like you people here in the Balfong area? Well, you see, you've got your creeds and dogmas. That's the trouble. You didn't take time to go to the Word, to place it. On the day of Pentecost, that was the light that showed when the Holy Ghost came. Isaiah said in the 28th chapter of Isaiah, precept upon precept, line upon line, here, there, little, hold fast that which is good. Establish not the tongue, feed the people, and this the rest, the Sabbath I'll give you. And all that they would not hear, walked away, wagged their head. And when on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell upon the people, they act like drunk men and women, staggering under the impact of the Holy Spirit. And they walked away, wagged their head, said, this people are drunk, full of new wine, so forth. See? It was absolutely the light. Stay yourselves in wonder, cry, young, cry, they're drunken not with wine, they staggered not with strong drink. There it was. Well, they said drunk, a bunch of rolling, drunken idiots, holy rollers. Absolutely was the light. The word that had been prophesied made manifest. So what is light? Word prophesied made manifest. Word here brought to light. Word here visible before us. Word here visibly fulfilled before us. Living word of this hour. Eat it. Believe it. You're going in. Turn it down your shot. See? Now remember, you're in the Exodus. You're in the Omega. So it is in every age. The word made manifest or come to life is the light of that age. The word made manifest just like it was in Genesis. Let there be light. And there was light. When God said, let there be a sun, there was a sun. In Joel 2 and 28, it'll come to pass in the last days, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters prophesy. My handmaids, my men servant, prop my spirit. Anybody can be anointed. Any sinner, any Judas, any devil. Any old serpent seed. What's to stop it? Guy's got a spirit. He can be anointed in the spirit. Enter right into a realm. Don't think they're not. It's been that way all through the ages. Now at the end time, it's rampant. Your sons and daughters prophesy. So on. Young men see visions. Old men dream dreams. All these things he promised when it the Holy Ghost fell was the light of that word. When the word was made manifest, then it became light. He is the light. Why? Because he is the word. It's his life in the word. In other words, God manifesting himself. Pipaneia. Light. You're into the Pipaneia. The next time it's going to be too late. What is that quote Brother Brand said? It's not in the back of my Bible, I don't think. No, it's not here, I'm pretty sure. But it's where he said the next time he appears, it'll be in judgment upon the world. Okay? The next time he epiphanies, they'll be blasted with the white hot presence. Like atomic bombs going off. Maybe they'll be in there. Why not? His countenance could explode the universe. He's Perusian. He's apocalypse-sized. He's phanaru-sized. I know these are just crazy words, but from the Greek, but they're true. He's epiphany-ized. It's all started right now. And they don't believe it. I believe it. I don't know, brother, sister. Can't go by experience, but I'm glad I got some experience. Beyond the experience lies the word that he said it, and I believe it. There's nobody can take that from me. Now, he is the light. He's the light we should follow. He's the only one. How do you know you're following him? You got to be in the message. There's no life outside of this message. Nothing comes to life outside of this message. See? The angels found the light and followed it to him. A little visible thing. They said, there's something to it. There's something in that word. That's what's going to get me to him. See? Took him there. Remember, he was the real one, too. The angels found the light and followed him. Yeah, they followed. The angels found light. Really, was it, you might say the shepherds saw the light, or those wise men. Now, in all the ages, God has set forth so much of his word for each age. That's the one you see they don't believe. God always sends somebody with that word and can get in and show the light of it. In every age, it does the same thing, always does that. Seven messengers, seven church ages, seven messages. He was the fulfillment, I said, of all the divine holy powers of the prophets. They were minor gods. When the word of the Lord came to a man, Jesus himself said that he was a god. You know that. He said, in your law it said, your fathers back there called them who the word of God came to, called them gods. How can you condemn me, say, when I said I'm the son of God, see? When the very God himself who spoke through the word, pardon me, spoke the word through the prophets, he was the manifestation of that spoken word. And if the prophet was called a god because he was the manifestation of another prophet's word, how can you condemn him when he was the same thing but the full manifestation? William Branham is the manifestation of another prophet's word. See? And he's the last one, the last messenger. But he is the manifestation. John was John the Baptist. They said, who are you? He said, I am the manifestation of Isaiah 40:1 and Malachi 3:1. I am the manifested word. He was a God to the people. William Branham was God to the people. Amen. See? Now, so they couldn't deny Jesus being the Son of God. He was the long promised Messiah that the world had waited on. He was the Messiah's promise made manifest. Look at him when he stood there. If I do not do the works of my Father, then condemn me. But if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. In other words, stand still and look at him till you begin to see something. They testify who I am. Now, what works did Brother Branham do that testified who he was? They didn't bother even find out. Oh, they said, we've had Elijahs before. Forget it. Well, did that mean there wasn't going to be a real Elijah somewhere down the road? Does a counterfeit mean that there's nothing real? Then these people will be full of the Holy Ghost. How much Holy Ghost? Believe the works. They'll tell you who I am. You see that blind, darkened hour they live in? They couldn't see it. They couldn't understand how he could be that. How can he be the Son of God when he's born right down here in Bethlehem? If they only knew. The word said he would come that way. Born of a virgin. A woman have seed. How's she going to have it? She ain't got seed. Now, they'd have just stopped and said, now, just a minute. We better look into this thing here. How in the world can a woman have seed? Now, you see, that sets the proposition and the premise for the virgin birth. Although even the virgin birth in Isaiah is a young woman. Just a young woman. But then the angel came and explained Genesis. And explained Isaiah 9. A virgin conceived means a woman without male intervention would have a baby. And he told her the Holy Ghost will come upon you to be a creative act. In your womb. It bypassed the primary sex organs and took her right to the bed of gestation. Deposit right in the womb. The egg and the sperm joined together. And then the cells form to make it hold on to the to the womb until the baby's time to come forth. So they didn't bother saying, let's get into this thing. You know what they did? They formed a blockade of their ignorance by asking stupid questions and ignoring the answers. Now, when you ask in unbelief, you go further into unbelief. I've seen people try to come to this message, and all they have is unbelief. You better believe there's just almost one source of people. That was that legalistic bunch of oneness of the Godhead, more than anybody else. They said, why, his father Joseph is a carpenter. His mother, why, it's actually believed among her brethren that this man was born illegitimately. See? But yet the Word of God said that. Said what? Said about him being born the way he was. Not illegitimate, born the way he was. He said, search the Scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are the very Scripture that testify who I am. They are the ones that testify me. This Holy Scripture here. Then what was he? God's light. That's why he said, I'm the light of the world. Not only did he say, I'm the light, but he said, you are the light. If this Word is in you, bearing record of itself, then you are the light of the world. In other words, bearing record doesn't mean you're going out here and doing the wonderful works. What have you got to prove? Nothing. Your proof is faith. By faith Abraham believed. By faith Moses believed. By faith Jacob believed. By faith Sarah believed. By faith Mary believed. What did they do? Believe. This is the work of God that you believe. See? Now we find now light of each age made manifest just the same. Then I want to ask a question, before time gets away. Why did they turn it down? How could they do it when their very Bible that they were reading was being made manifest before them? Now study real hard now. Now remember, I'm talking to many people at this time, see, not just 400 or 500 here. I'm talking to many thousands by tape, of course. Just stop a minute. Set your tape recorder and ask the question. Why would religious good men, why would Joseph question? See? Because he never searched the Scripture. Why did the priest question? Nicodemus expressed it. He said, Rabbi, we know your teacher come from God, because no man can do the things you do except God be with him. We're aware of that. But what was it? Their traditions kept them from doing it. He said, Nicodemus, he looked at me, he said, say, he said, this fellow's got something. I better try to find out what it is. Now he said, you've got to be a teacher come from God. You've got to be able to tell us something, because he said, you're doing things that nobody else can do. You've got a pipeline to God that nobody else has. I want to know what that pipeline is all about. Yep. Now, how many people came that way to Brother Branham? See? Why did they reject Messiah? Why did they reject that light? Here's the Word that they knew was coming to pass. But when the Word was made manifest to show that the Word of God had been fulfilled, they rejected it. Compare that today, see? When therein written in the Word, what would take place? Then why did those men reject it, teachers? Because they're living in a glare of another light. That's it. They were living in a glare. That's the thing they're doing today. See, they can't get rid of their thinking. They said, my school says so. Now, Protestants, you know, can't understand why a Roman Catholic can read history and know history. And know what the Roman Catholics have done all through the ages, even a pope that was a woman. The pope had illegitimate children by the score. That lived with downright prostitutes. There were homosexuals. The record is there. The same idiots will talk about carbon identifying the age of the earth. And there's no real proof for it. There's fussing on all sides about it. And a written history that they know is true, they'll turn down. Why? Because that's all they want is their creed and their dogma. They ain't got time for anything else. They got no time for it. They'll believe anything the preacher will tell them. Because you better not believe anything I tell you, you check it out. You're living in a glare. That's the thing you're doing today. The reason they turn it down, because they're living in a glare of another light. Now listen, he's not saying that Pentecost wasn't right in its hour. It's not right today, because it's a glare. You go to that light, you will merely get a glare or a reflection of that which is past because the life has moved on. Okay? The reason they turned it down, living in the glare of another light. Now, they were living in the glare of what Moses said that they claimed. They were living in the glare of what another age had passed by. That's the very reason today that this message that Jesus Christ still is the same is turned down because the people are living in the glares of another age. Now, what are they turned down? Hebrews 13:8. Yeah. But they misinterpret Hebrews 13:8. He's the same yesterday and forever. In other words, he allots a portion for every age. And they say, oh no. What he is, it means that he never changes. And literally what it is, the essence of God doesn't change. And we just believe that God never changes. Well, whoever said he changed? If he's God, he doesn't change. Well, what's he talking about? He's talking, Brother Branham said, here's a way that God does things. And they will not give credit to the way God does things. He doesn't change. He does it in seasons and times. Epical seasons and times. There's a word for every age. Now notice, Webster says a glare is a kind of a false light. A glare is a false light, same thing as glares. Like flares, maybe, you know. Like a mirage in the road. That's what the devil's done doing today, showing people a mirage. A council of churches, a group of denominations which turn out to be false. Because it's because there's a real light shining. The real light wasn't shining mirage, couldn't be there. The real light shines. In that, they're living in a glare of another age. Another thing, for it's hit and passed on. Now, a glare, this is a false mirage. A mirage is false. It's a glare of the sun. That's the way. Did the same thing, a false glare of the true light. Now, it proved to be that he was the true light. He was the light. Why did they know that he was the light? How could you know he was the light? Because the word that was promised was made manifest through him. So he was the light of that spoken word. Amen. Oh, that would almost make a Pentecostal Baptist show. Notice, think of it, a glare. See, living in a glare. But when the true word is living, that's the light that God said. Now, what if God said to me, let there be light, and something else appeared? Just a mirage. It wouldn't have been what God said. It could not have been. What if God said, let there be light, and more fog came? See, it would not have been light. But the reason light came, it was his word predestined, his word manifested. And today, when God has said such things, will take place at this time, and you see it done. What is it? It's the light on God's word. God, it's word being made light, manifesting itself. It's like you said, let there be light. Well, light came. Now they said, who do you say we are? Why, we know you're crazy. They said you're a Samaritan. You haven't got your right mind. We know you were born in sin. We don't know where you come from. We have no record of identification in our groups. You're just crazy. You got a devil. You're out of your mind. But he was actually the genuine, true light of God shining. The glare had put their eyes out. We have Moses as our guide, they said. He said, if you believe Moses, you'd know me. And if you believe Jesus and the Bible, you'd know the hour you're living in. Now, you ask anybody what hour you're living in. Well, they're pretty good guessers, I must admit. They know they're at the end time. But what about this bride? Does she know where she's at this hour? Well, we're Christians. If you were, you'd know the acts of Christ for this day, see? You'd know it. Why didn't they recognize Matthew 12 and Acts 3:19? Why'd they recognize a repeat? Not with the person, but with the name. And remember, it's the name that we inherit in this hour. Each one previously had the name. You're born, you're only that name you could be saved by. And now it's a married name that you're going to get caught into a rapture by. Mrs. Jesus. They know the hour. They know it was Acts 3:19. A revival come from the presence of God. Making God known by the works that he was doing. Showing that he is here. But he cannot come physically until there's a restoration. No way. What is that restoration going to be? Restored word and a restored bride. Won't be one bride missing. See, all going to be there. See, remember, the rest coming in after we're gone is not bride. They're eunuchs. They're virgins. Take care of the bridal chamber. Jesus said, all those prophets spoke of me. And if you'd believe those prophets, you'd know me. My works identify me because they said what I do and I'm doing it. How can you condemn me now of unbelief? And still they didn't see it. Why? Their eyes were put out with the glare. That's why Brother Brand said, get rid of your own thinking. How can people believe this message if you don't get rid of your thinking? You know, brothers and sisters, this is the hour we've got to examine every single thing the prophet said in the light of what he said, not by the light of what we think we had, because we all have a glare. Yep, there is still a base of glare in our lives, as long as we retain creeds and dogmas. And you'd be surprised the people that say they believe this message. They've never done anything but interpret everything by their former understanding. You can't do it. Of course, I was fortunate. It paid me to tell Brother Branham, Brother Branham, I'll try to do the book for you. You help me a bit. It paid off big dividends. If I'd have kept the royalties, I would have got money. I didn't turn back the royalties they gave me, but I turned down further after $5,200. It could be maybe 40, 50, I don't know how many thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands by now. I'm not interested in money. Only then so far that money will do a certain thing, and that's all you need it for. The Word of God will do what money cannot do. Remember, Brother Branham could have put his hand in his pocket and pulled it either 50 cents or 25 cents any time he wanted to. I never heard of one time he did it. Well, you see, we're up the road finding Brother Vail. Somebody ought to be able to pull a $10 bill. I thought that was coming. I wonder who'll try it. Don't ever say it can't be done. My Lord, have pity. Won't be done by a prophet of God, though. Think of it. They claim they believe that word, but their traditions had turned their faces from the true word to a glare. Now remember, you've got to face that reflected word from God to the prophet, and then it's got to reflect back before you get your change. You'll never see the image of Christ in creeds and dogmas. I'm sorry. That's death. Christ is life. Christ is light. Christ is manifested, and the life of the manifestation is yours when you see the light and claim it. You know you're alive, brother, sister. Well, how do you know you got the Holy Ghost? Because you see the light for the hour. I don't care what your evidence is. I spoke with tongues, so what? I know millions of people. I don't know them personally. Millions speak with tongues. They turned down a vindicated prophet. So how much have they got? You mean to tell me millions of non-vindicated people living in the glare can come up against one prophet? Hogwash. You hear that one resurrected person gets out of the grave. He owns the whole thing if he wants to take it over. But he's not going to do it. See, he's not Satan. He's not made in the image of Satan. He's made in the image of the resurrected Christ. He won't want anything but what Christ wants to give him. We're getting back to the garden. Ecologically, spiritually ecologically, physically ecologically, and naturally ecologically, everything will be in rhythm. Proper orientation. One divine flow. That's what's wrong with us now. We're wanting to get into divine flow, and there's little things missing here and there. Yeah. The big thing is missing is we're not resurrected yet. Might as well know the truth. So it is today. So it's been every age, see? The true word shines. But they have been so traditionalized that they can't see the word. They're looking at a glare. They're blind. A glare will blind you. There's the arc of it, like the arc of a welding unit, you know. It'll blind you. It sure will put your eyes out, too. You know what you do? I tell you what you do. As a dentist or an arc welder or anybody, you start welding and doing things where that light comes without you having something over your eyes. And pretty soon, all you'll see one day, you'll wake up blind, and in there will be like rods of light shooting behind your eyeballs. Oh, you'll have lots of light, my brother, sister. Lots of light. You'll be blind, blind as the dead. See light? Well, he gets into this later on, so I won't get ahead of you. Jesus said that you blind are leading the blind. They should have been able to see who he was, but they didn't. They were living in a glare. Now a glare is a false light, a mirage, a false conception of the true light. Now we're getting to it. A false conception of the true light, a false conception. It's something that's supposed to look like it, but it isn't. See? To never bring to birth. Now, the only way they could tell the difference, because the very things that Jesus proved who he was, that he was the light. They thought they were in the light, but now, if you stop a minute and consider, who is in the light then? Those that can see the word manifest for the hour. Now today, if such a mistake was, by rationalizing, was made by churchmen of that day, now, brethren, don't you think that it's time we stopped and considered what is light? Let us not make such a mistake by rationalizing, but you're doing it. You've already done it, see, and you are not. Same as it was then. See, watch how he lashes out there. You see, you've already done it. They've missed it, haven't they? So this admonition is for you and me. We haven't missed it. We're getting further along. Now stop a minute and find out what the word says today. If they'd have stopped and thought, here he is fulfilling to the exact letter of the word that said he would do. And he challenged them as I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you to look at the word, search the scriptures, and see if this isn't the hour. Search the Scriptures, in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify me. Now, Brother Branham could have said that about himself and about Christ both, because they're both there. They are they that testify of this work today. That's the appearing in Acts 3. The work itself testifies that it's being done. See? And the Scripture says it'll be done, so it's the light of the hour. God's Word said so. That's presence. Your traditions and things is exactly what the Bible said, like those who wagged their heads and walked away. All the tables full of vomit. They wouldn't believe it. Wagged their heads. Gentlemen, do you realize, brethren, do you realize this, that when you are rejecting the very thing that God's vindicating before you, that you're doing the same thing they did, going back to traditional vomit. A dog just vomit. If it makes him sick the first time, it'll make him sick the second time. If the Catholic Church being organized and made the first organization brought sickness to the church, so will Lutheran, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, and all the rest. Now notice it, it got sick back there, then every organization is sick. There's death there. A sick body shows that death is accelerated. That's all. It's never the sign of anything healthy. The body's not healthy anyway. It takes a glorified body. Glare, walking in the glare, see mirage, false conception, true light. He proved he was the light. Because he being in the minority, oh my, millions against him. There was not 1/6 of people. Maybe only a fourth, maybe less. That knew he was even there in Jerusalem, in Israel. And they did not know he was there. And they who did know he was there, rather, considered him a false something because denominations told them that's what he was. See, but he was the true light that had been spoken since Genesis in the beginning, and asked them to search the Scripture and find out if he wasn't living just at that time, if the works that he did didn't fulfill exactly what he promised at that time. Amen. What a serious thing it is, brothers. Living right in a tremendous time, he proved to be right. And he's proved it again. The right light. He was the very light that they claimed they were worshiping. They claimed to worship that light, and yet it's the same today. They claim they're worshiping that. Pentecostals claim it. They claim they are. And so blind they can't see it. See, glare. Blinded them. See, you get a flashing car that hits your eye on a bad curve, you'll go off the road almost. You might go off the road. Put your car out of control. You go out of control, see? See, light can destroy. Wrong light. Why? Because it becomes darkness. See? Why? I prove it to you. I met a car the other night. Coming on around a corner. He had his lights on high. And yes, I had a job just keeping on that road. Why? The light blinded me. Wrong light. See? See, light doesn't necessarily make you see. Light can be darkness. See, because you got the wrong thing there, see? Organization put a glare in their face. Now notice Jesus. His works was the living word itself. Same thing today. What he did was the living word itself, showing that he was the light that had been promised since the beginning of the world. Well, isn't the same thing today? Didn't he say he'd appear to the Gentiles? Brother Brand said so, and he has. See, they don't believe that. How many people outside of a few of us in the message can literally place Christ, the Holy Spirit, himself appearing to the Gentiles and doing what he did for Israel? Now, I'll tell you frankly, I'd like to find one more preacher outside of myself that's preached on that subject. I'd be interested. I'm not trying to make myself somebody. I'm just trying to show you. It's not all duck soup out there. There's a lot of people say they believe this message. They do, but do they? A lot of people believe in wearing clothes. How many women are? Especially when they get warm. A lot of people believe in a lot of things. But how much? How far? See, he was light of that age. He was the light that they came to be worshiping. They thought they were worshiping the very God of creation, but they were living and worshiping the glare, and Jesus said, you worship me in vain. Teaching for a doctrine the traditions of men and not the Word. He is the Word, and he was the Word made manifest. They ought to have known it. I hope that can break through everywhere it's heard. That it is the Word made manifest. Oh, say, we have found the Word. Why the Word? Everybody picks up the Bible and wants to, but when the Word is vindicated, made manifest. See, that's where they stumble, you see. They go to their own history and organization and say, well, it's not so what you people say. Because we got the Bible right here. Look at this guy that runs around the country from Chicago. Visits churches right around here. And preachers have the gall to put him in their pulpit. And he said, oh, Brother Branham made a mistake. They pulled that on me years ago. One fellow rose up with the devil on him. People sat in that building. Bill remembers that time. A certain man got up amongst the congregation. He took the service over. I sat as long as I could sit, and I said, as you people want to sit, you can, but I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. If you make William, you can make me a goat if you want, but William Branham, a false prophet, which you just made him, and you people sitting here, I'm shamed. I walked out. I'm going to tell you, that spirit got on the people. Bill, tell yourself. Mary, you sat there. Cole, you be careful. Listen, none of us are smart. None of us are big. You get that light that's a false light? You think for 1 minute I listen to that in person again? You wonder why I don't trust people at one time around? Come on, what am I, some idiot? When you can pull a blooper like that and talk about God, something's wrong somewhere. Don't come to me about it. I ain't smart. I'm not spiritual even, as far as that's concerned. But I want to tell you one thing, I'm not stupid. So, oh my, we have the word, they said. Well, anybody can pick up the word, anybody read the Bible. And then turn down the vindicator, where is he? Why, we believe, yes, sir. We all believe the word, so does Satan, those Pharisees. Who could condemn them for not believing? They believed the word, sure, according to them. But they didn't believe the word for the hour. They worshipped in the glare, something else. That's the same thing you're doing today. You're keeping Luther tradition, West tradition, the rest of Pentecostal. What are the hour? The Pharisees was keeping tradition, but their tradition was not the true word of God that was coming forth to shine. What it did, it blinded their eyes. They couldn't see it because they were watching something else. So it is today. May God let us soak in till it really hits home to people that believe it. It's later than you think. I'm going to cut off there. We're on page 27. Long way to go yet. It takes a while when you comment. But you see, brother, sister, you know, see, he said that about the Catholic Church. He said, look, he said, that thing organized it died. Now, you ask any Protestant. You say, why did they die? I bet you they'll come with a pretty good answer. They say, just a minute, did you do the same thing? You know, I'm going to tell you one thing. The Catholic Church is in two groups, a Mr. Jones and a Mr. Brown. Mr. Jones and Mr. Brown are dead. But the Protestants have several hundred names. So Mr. what? Mr. Nelson, Mr. Pete, Mr. George, Mr. this, Mr. that, Mr. hundreds of them. They're all lying in their caskets too. What took them there? Now, the original Catholic Church was Pentecostal. Don't ever think it wasn't. It was started by Junicus, Aquilus, was it? No. It wasn't Aquilus and Priscillus. It might have been. Then Junicus came. I guess Junicus came back later. It was started by Holy Ghost-filled Jews who went there and took the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when persecution of the Jews, no need to worry about taping, when persecution of Jews came on the scene, which it did come on, all the people, the Christians, fled. And when it began trickling back, it started up with the icons and the apostasy. Polycarp felt so bad, he determined to journey there and to stop them in their sin. And a voice said, leave him alone, Ephraim is joined to his idols. He went there and he could do nothing. It started as a Holy Ghost church. Look where it is today. There isn't one Protestant church that didn't start the same way. Where is it today? It's all gone. Okay, let's rise. Don't forget Sunday service. Heavenly Father, we come to you now with grateful hearts, knowing that more and more we hear the prophet's message, the more and more we see that